CBD, Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR.
And Megan in the house.
And Megan Rock with us here as well. United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. Yeah, Megan's here doing some tweeting during the show. Of course, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, doing his tweets and keeping us on the rails, which we're not easy. We challenge.
We like to go off the rails.
Oh, by the way, Browns Overtime, our TV show, which has been doing really well. We've had a lot of, wish we had more wins to talk about, but it's been a fun show with Michael Regeye and Gerard Cherry at home games and yours truly at home games. And then on the road, we're going to have Michael Regeye, yours truly, and Doug Deacon. And it's going to be on a special time Sunday. This is why I'm bringing it up. On Sports Time Ohio, 11:30 p.m. because of the later start of the football game. So the show itself will be at 11:30. Normally it's in a 10 o'clock slot, but I'm getting some nice feedback on it. People like it. Michael's doing a great job. We get a lot of interviews for you and commentary and analysis following each Browns game home and away. So be sure to tune in for that. All right, Devon Best, wide receiver for the Browns, had a chance to sit down with our own Jameer Howerton today. Jameer, take it away.
Devon, as the week of preparing for the Green Bay Packers is underway, what's the tempo and the energy been like in and around the locker room and out on the practice field?
I say our mindset is focused. Obviously we lost a tough one last week to Detroit. It's a great opportunity for us to get back. A good football team who's coming off a couple of wins. Great opportunity for us to capitalize this week.
After talking to a few of your teammates, they said that there were a lot of plays left out on the field against the Detroit Lions. Are you guys kind of using that notion as motivation?
Absolutely. We looked at the tape. We got better from it. Put it behind us. We understand, what's at stake. We have 10 more games left. And, we're in a good position. We're not where we want to be, but we're definitely headed in the right direction. A great opportunity for us to bounce back this week.
When you learn and you look at the things and some of the breakdowns that have been going on in the second half, what are some of the things that you guys have been doing this week in practice to correct those?
Just our urgency and our attention to detail. We just got to continue to carry it over, man. Coach used the analogy, as if you're on a treadmill sprinting, you want to come back to the second half and jump right back on it, because this treadmill is not going to slow down. In other words, the game's not going to slow down. We got to continue to pick up the same tempo from the first half and bring it over to the second half.
Devon, how excited and how anxious are you to get back on the field?
Very excited, especially after a loss. You want to get that nasty taste out of your mouth and kind of move on to the next and get ready for the next opportunity.
And what's the one thing that you've been working on in practice?
Focusing every day, man. Just being ready when my number's called. It's easy to get lulled away to sleep and kind of go through the motions. But just my attention to detail, focusing on fundamentals, technique, and execution.
Devon, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you very much. And that was Devon Best. And what I like about Devon is
he's
perspective guy, right? He's perspective.
You love perspective guy.
I love perspective guys. And
you're a perspective guy.
Well, we try to be. I think he offers that in a meaningful way. And you have to listen to him. And I think this when you look at this team and the need for that guy in the room, and I think he is that guy in the room that this team has needed, wanted to look for. Now, you got to be more than that. And I said this last year when there was a hue and cry, even the last couple of years, got to have more experience at the receiver position, got to have that veteran to lead everybody. Well, the veteran also has to produce and do some meaningful things. Through six games, we're not seeing the production from Devon Best that this team needs. And that's got to change. And I don't know how much of it is can coaching affect, how much of it can Norv Turner actually impact. I'm not sure that there's a lot more than he can do to get him open. He understands, Turner does, the importance of that slot guy.
Right, and it is important. And Devon Best, when his hands start going back to being Devon Best hands and he doesn't drop anything, I think Devon Best is going to produce it like we had hoped he would. And I think it can start this week against Green Bay. Like I said, they're giving up over 312 yeah. yards passing per game. This is the time. This is the opportunity. And if you watched last week, Joe Flacco threw for 342 yards against this Green Bay secondary. Do you know how many of those went to Torrey Smith who was at that time one of the top leaders in the NFL, one catch for 12 yards. Tandon Doss, Jacoby Jones, Marlon Brown, all three stepped up. So it was the secondary receivers that really were able to carry that Baltimore passing attack, and that's what the Browns need, and this is an opportunity for those guys to step up.
Yeah, no, I think you're 1,000% right about that.
You can only have 100%.
Well, I like 1,000. I want to make sure I'm safe. I make sure it got covered.
Do you know where I said? I only say that because it's funny. Did you ever watch The Man Show back in the day when it was Carolla and Kimmel?
Yeah.
And it was great. It was a great show. Yes. So they went out one day to spring training with the Dodgers. This is back when Tommy Lasorda was around. And Lasorda was giving him the business, and Adam Carolla kept saying that, you know, he was going to give it 110% or 150%, and Lasorda kept getting furious with him. Only 100%. Can't have more than that. He's like, well, I'm going to give it 110% anyway. No, I can't. There's only 100%.
via Twitter, by the way, this is I want to jump on this because somebody's very passionate, and that's what we like. Danny is his name. His handle is at WICW Radio. And this is what Danny says. He said, do you guys really believe that crap you are shoveling about Whedon? You are killing every shred of your credibility.
What crap? What are we? Wow. What crap are we? And then he followed.
I just want one more. He follows up. This stuff is sickening. Whedon apologists. He's calling us Whedon apologists. Are we? Have we been Whedon apologists seriously? At any point?
I don't think so. I mean, you have to point out some of the good
if we don't say he sucks, bench him, trade him, cut him, just send him off wherever he goes. If we don't say that, we're apologists because that's the only thing we really haven't said. By no means are we painting a picture that they've got a star here in the making. That's
right.
Apologizing for him. Oh, no, he's really good, folks. He's really good. Disregard what your eyes tell you. We're not saying that.
No.
How does a knucklehead like Danny, who has his handle from a radio station, come up with that and call that an intelligent take on what we're saying? What I hate is when people don't listen or they don't think when they're listening or they hear what they want to hear and put it together that way and then feel the need to tweet about it. But I'm giving them equal time
because even idiots deserve time,
and I'm doing that. But seriously.
Nice no, I agree with
Come
you.
On,
listen,
Danny, you got to be better than that.
I feel like we've been very objective when talking about Josh Gordon and what he's accomplished. We noted it's been with very subpar quarterback play.
It's all objective.
He is right now, you would have to rank him as the fourth quarterback out of four in the division. There are many things that we have said that are objective. Played a horrendous half football, inexcusable interception last week. He has done some things well, though. You can't say that he hasn't done some things.
No, you can't, because Danny's going to say you're apologizing if you point out the one good thing or two or three or the quarter that he played.
A half, right.
That's been shared by any number of people who've watched. If you're done with him, you're done with him. Okay, I'm not going to force you to want to think something that you don't. But I
bet you wish he had called so you could say good day, sir.
I would love to have
good
given
day to you.
No, that's fine. Again, we'll give you equal time.
It's nice of you.
216-578-0850 to join us by phone, and you can tweet us. And yeah, we'll growl back too at Browns_daily.
I got one right here.
Go ahead.
We got from at P Myers Golf says at Nathan at Vic. We got to get Megan on to get her view of what the Browns are going to do at Green Bay. So Megan, what are the Browns going to do at Green Bay?
And Megan's going to the game, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, I'll be at the game. We're going to win. I'm confident in that.
Why though? You can't just say we're going to win. What's the reason?
Because we're coming back from a semi-embarrassing second half, and we have to prove ourselves, and I think our momentum's it's going to go our way.
Okay, good enough. All right, Paul.
Paul, you got what you wanted. There it is. Megan, Browns win.
Gave her thoughts. Yes, a little applause from...
Was that your radio debut?
That was.
Nice.
Right here.
Well done.
All right,
seasoned veteran.
Gerard Cherry is going to join us, make his regular visit to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic, Nathan, Megan, tune in. ESPN 850 WKNR.